WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents the evolution in online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
Any man who falls behind is left behind.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
A craftsman is always pleased to hear his work is appreciated.
Bringing you the news and everything else in the world of professional wrestling.
I'm not entirely sure that I've had enough rum to allow that kind of thing.
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Fine gentleman, don't you think?
The Omega.
Don't dare impugn me on that boy.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
So this is your able-bodied crew.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
No one. There's no one.
A distant cousin of my aunt's nephew, twice removed. Lovely singing voice, though. Unique.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I'm told it's the latest fashion in London.
And the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Me, I'm dishonest. And a dishonest man you can always trust to be dishonest.
Hey, this is the world's most dangerous man, Ken Shamrock.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute.
And you're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll, and the very first undisputed champion in WWE history. And you are listening to WTR Sunday Night.
It's WTR Sunday Night.
You're supposed to be dead!
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We are back once again because we are approaching another WWE pay-per-view. It is time to preview the Night of Champions.
Yeah. Isn't this the one where all of the champions are supposed to fight each other?
This is the one where every championship is defended.
Ah, okay.
You know, as opposed to the other pay-per-views where we kind of leave one or two off.
It's a clash. This is a clash of the champions without the, and now it's a gold rush. Clash of champions, gold rush.
Yeah, clash of champions,
gold rush. In the
gold rush.
In the Thunderdome.
In the Thunderdome.
On the network.
On the WWE network.
For only $9.99.
I knew that was coming. Fuck, I still hear JBL in my dreams sometimes.
Yeah, every time I hear that, I always think about Mike the TV, so.
You know Reboot?
Oh yeah, love Reboot. Not the new Reboot, the OG Reboot.
Where have you been?
Canada.
Up here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
I'm stuck with these co-hosts who don't understand me, and you're just there.
You didn't, also, Keishi, you didn't have enough of a dramatic pause between Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Well, I mean, I don't want to steal anybody's thunder.
Everybody else does.
Yeah.
He's got no thunder left. Well, let's see how much thunder he's got left. So, this is the Omega, the be-all, end-all, end-all, be-all. It's been a long week. Be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, we have Sorokin.
Gold Rush.
Gold Rush.
Gold Rush.
Mm-hmm. Like it's a lottery now. We have with us, as you heard, one Keishi Matsunaga.
Yeah, I won my first match in since 2013 on Friday.
Nice.
Friday night fights?
You bet. Mind you, I didn't wrestle between, like, April of 2014 and October of 2019, but still.
Hey, it's the Kurt Hawkins of the group.
Yeah, I was always defeated until Friday.
I was thinking more like Barry Horowitz.
The streak begins.
And another streak ends. Which is too bad, because I'm sure I won't win for a while after this.
I want modern reference, because people don't know who Barry Horowitz is. I do, because you just got to pat yourself on the back. But some people don't, won't know who that is.
I mean, but someone who does, because he was there when he began his career, the one and only Tim Stein.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Clash of Champions edition of Wrestle Talk Radio TR Sunday night.
Wrong. Clash of Champions Gold Rush edition.
Clash of Champions Gold Rush edition. Okay, I get half points because I was half right. Mostly right. I just didn't say Gold Rush.
Because they always have to make sure they throw in the Gold Rush point in their promo.
Yes, Anubis Ash, Barry Horowitz was a jobber. This is why I mentioned Barry Horowitz when referring to Keishi Matsunaga. And I'll have you know, if you don't know who Barry Horowitz is, you're not a member of the IWC.
Or you just weren't watching wrestling in the early 90s.
There you go. happy birthday 1 week late, by the way, to Anubis Ash.
Also, Barry Horowitz was Jewish. I don't know if you could tell by the name Horowitz. So, Happy New Year, Tim.
Yeah, people should be saying that to you.
And I'm giving
it. But only half the time.
Only half the time. I'm throwing it back at you, because Happy New Year.
Yeah. Five people will get that.
So, Rock, happy.
There you go.
Happy. Yeah. Whatever.
Happy year.
I'm going to make t-shirts.
You would.
Oh, no, I just came up with an idea for a t-shirt.
And then he's going to sell them.
I'll talk to you about it later.
Then he's going to sell them out the back of his trunk. You can buy them at your local indie wrestling event in Calgary.
There you go.
Alberta, Canada.
Well, I mean, he'd have to start coming to indie wrestling events.
Oh.
I go to the good ones.
Well, yeah, I also understand that the only one that's going right now is one that you prefer to avoid, but I would like to see you sometimes.
Yes, I know, you miss me.
I do.
Well, you saw me once when I was delivering some stuff for, a certain Welsh wrestler we know.
Yes.
Who's actually Scottish.
Right. That is right.
What's his name?
Frank Cullen.
No, kayfabe.
Oh, wait.
Robbie?
I only know his like non-Stampede wrestling name of Shit Cullen.
No, that's not him.
Yeah, it's the same guy.
Yeah.
Robbie Stewart and Shit Cullen are the same person.
I gave you a hint.
Yeah.
Robbie?
Stewart.
There you go. Robbie Stewart.
I just had to stall by talking about how he was Shit Cullen everywhere else and then eventually popped into my head.
There you go. So yeah, there it is. Anyway, yeah. Well, one of these times we'll make it. Who did you wrestle?
Who did I wrestle? I wrestled
you first.
Maverick Jack.
Who the hell's that?
He is a guy who cut his teeth in Vancouver wrestling for All-Star Wrestling in ECCW.
Oh, okay, that Maverick Jack.
Yeah. That's so Maverick
he's been
Jack.
Beat up by the Hawk.
Probably. Yeah, I think he has.
If you go through ECCW in British Columbia, you're going to get beat up by the Hawk. Rock the Hawk.
Who doesn't rock the Hawk anymore?
Not
he
so.
Always rocks the Hawk.
So anyway, enough of this two-person conversation. We've got a pay-per-view to preview. Everybody, tonight we're playing Pick'em because of the Clash of Champions Gold Edition.
Gold Rush.
That's it. Clash of Champions Gold Rush. Same thing holds as always. Post your pick'ems on our Facebook page, facebook.com/ WTR Sunday Night, facebook.com/group/ Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/ Wild Talk Radio.
Close. It was close.
You'd think you'd write it down by now.
Yeah, I mean, you would think. It's facebook.com/group/ Wild Talk Radio Network, facebook.com/ Wild Talk Radio Network.
Oh, that's right. I forgot network. It's been a long week. I've been really, really busy being self-employed as a handyman.
Bravo.
Which is really good. Anyway, yeah, so that's what we do. We're going to run down the matches that we're expecting, and we're going to pick who we think we're going to win. We want you to do the same thing, and we want you to post on our Facebook page, /groups/ Wild Talk Radio Network on Facebook. and you tell us who you think is going to win. That's pretty much what we do. Sometimes you guys win prizes. You never know when we're going to pull that out of the hat. Do we have a prize this week? No, but you get bragging rights till the next pay-per-view, so. Sound fair, Omega?
No, but let's run with it anyway.
It doesn't sound fair? What, do you think that this is we paid off the ref or something?
No, it's just, well, sometimes we have prizes, not this time.
Ah, that's what's not fair. Okay, fair enough. Keishi.
Yo.
You're no longer eligible to win prizes, man.
Well, that's okay. I think the one time that I won when I was eligible, there was no prize, so I'm okay with that. I've accepted it.
That's okay that you're okay. So anyway, why don't we just take a look at the matches? Why don't we just start with the big one here for the women? SmackDown Women's Championship. Bayley defends against Nikki Cross. Omega.
Getting this match again.
Woohoo!
Uh-huh. And it really is more means to an end at this point, isn't it? It's like, this is a holdover.
Yep.
The stuff that we want to see is all what's around this match. It is Bayley and Sasha's feud. It is whatever's going on with Nikki and Alexa.
Yep.
Which is all far more intriguing than seeing this match again. I'm not expecting greatness here. Like, I would expect a better match than the previous one, just because, you know, you try to one-up yourself.
Yep. Well, and usually. I remember a few AJ Styles versus, what's his name?
Shinsuke.
Yeah, thank you, Nakamura.
They did one-up each other. Like, they one-up themselves in how many kicks to the groin they could work into one match.
Yeah. They won up the spots, not the quality of the overall matches.
No, like, it should be a fine match, but I want to get beyond this match so we can get to the really good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that said, there's absolutely no way Bayley's losing this.
There you go. And there's a reason for it. We'll bring it up a little bit later on. Keishi.
Bayley will retain. But I mean, Unlike a AJ Styles Shinsuke Nakamura match, I do expect this one to be better than previous encounters, because they've obviously now wrestled each other a few times, and are probably, every time you work with someone, you get more and more comfortable with them. And so, I'm excited to watch it. As far as the match is concerned, I like Nikki Cross and I like Bayley as wrestlers, but I don't anticipate a title change, not at all.
Yeah, well, I don't really have much of anything to add that you guys haven't said. Bayley is retaining. The reason for it is because we're going to get a WrestleMania match, but it's not going to happen at WrestleMania.
We'll get a WrestleMania-level match.
That describes it quite well. Yeah, and it's going to involve Sasha and Bayley, and that's all I'm going to say. And if you guys have not had a chance to see Sasha versus Bayley in NXT, that main event, totally, totally off the hook. Track it down, rewatch it. And if they deliver only 70% of that match, I'll be more than happy, guys.
Oh yeah. Like, that was my match of the year at Brooklyn.
Yep.
That was a phenomenal match and incredibly enjoyable. And I think both women have only gotten better since then.
Agreed.
Like, I'm so looking forward to it. Especially like now that Bayley is like really settled into her heel role and she's really doing her thing well. It should be not only should it be that magic again that they had in NXT, but there should be a new flavor to it as well. I'm so looking forward to that.
You would be a fool not to.
There's a phrase, champing at the bit. People mistakenly say chomping at the bit, but it's actually champing at the bit. That's the original phrase. Damn. Okay, I don't want to talk about anything else but this now.
we should save it for when they actually like
match.
Yeah. we are going to hold off on the conversation until then. I'm just making a point, and I think I successfully made that point. So there it is. Next match up, guys. Is the Raw Tag Team Championship. It's the Street Profits versus somebody Now, it's going to be the winner of Rollins Murphy, Garza Andrade, or Carrillo Mysterio. Keishi, first off, who do you think their opponent's going to be?
I mean, that's kind of hard to, I want to say one of the heel teams, but the heel teams are kind of, they're falling apart right now. I mean, Andrade and Garza are beating the crap out of each other, and Seth is beating the crap out of Murphy because Murphy can't follow quote unquote directions properly. I guess if anything of those two, it would probably be more of a, I would say Murphy and Seth, because Murphy is a good little soldier. And then I don't know, Kree and Ray, that I guess I'm gonna say that Seth and Murphy are gonna wrestle just to get them on the show.
Alrighty then. Omega.
So we've got a tag team that just formed between two guys who seem to be a team because they are Hispanic. Way to go. We have one team that is imploding and another team that, the leader routinely beats up his sidekick.
The sidekick keeps coming back for more.
It's very like Raven's Flock-esque, yeah. Which like if Seth could actually like not have like, if the Authors of Pain could have avoided injury for longer than a month at a time, we might have gotten more of that vibe.
Yes.
Oh, it is a shame. I do think you're right. I think it's going to be Rollins and Murphy just because it gets them on the pay-per-view. I don't expect Andrade or Angel. I expect one of them to blow the match for their team or something here just to further that rivalry.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. I think Humberto and Dominic are just in here just for the sake of being in this match. Just for the sake of put them on the card, because I don't know, the management is apparently like way behind Dominic Mysterio right now. Like
yeah.
for a kid that's fresh in the business and reportedly has not finished training, nor has he signed officially.
Yeah, and it kind of keeps him and kind of involved with Seth.
It keeps him involved with Seth, and now like his sister has a storyline with Murphy forming.
Yeah.
So it keeps her at ringside.
So it helps further that, but at the same time, yeah, I think they're only in there to kind of further that Dominic Seth thing, but nothing else as far as the pay-per-view is concerned.
Yeah.
How
we do? Is that a good enough breakdown for you, Tim?
I like the breakdown. I'm just, you know, thinking, which is dangerous because all of a sudden I smell smoke and I'm sure the neighbors are about to complain, but I'm actually picking Garza and Andrade, the implosion team, to win for reasons. What I want to see tomorrow night, I want to see Murphy turn on Rollins. He's had enough after getting bitch slapped a couple of times for screwing up a move or two. And how do they get on the pay-per-view? By winding up against each other, which also plays into Ray's daughter and Murphy with the development of their storyline. And what are you going to do with that? This is my thinking.
I think it's a bit too soon for that though. Like it just kind of started and if they're smart, they'll build it slowly, but we all know how that goes.
WWE booking smart.
Yeah. Okay. I should have prefaced, Keish. I'm thinking WWE creative.
Yeah. Yeah,
smart booking.
I mean, yeah, it'll all be done before Raw Underground starts next week.
So, but, I'm just saying I can feel that happening. I mean, what has it been 3 weeks, a month now that Murphy and Rollins have been, on the outs, I guess, if you want to call it that, put it that way. So this is my thinking. And then I'm thinking Garza and Andrade, wind up being the Street Profits opponents. Now, that being said, Keishi, you picked Rollins Murphy to win to face the Street Profits.
Yep.
Who's going to win the championship at the pay-per-view?
The Street Profits.
So they're going to retain as far as we're concerned.
Yeah, this whole match to get a team is, is, you know, fun and all, but I think it's a moot point, and they're going to retain their titles.
Fair enough. Yeah. Okay. Omega, who wins the tag title championship match?
I think you keep it on the Street Profits. If you're waiting for an explanation or a breakdown by that, I have none. Just
okay. Fair enough.
Where all three of the potential teams are right now, as far as, you know, either in the midst of a breakup or just forming, I don't think any of them should be holding onto those belts. So don't do anything with them.
Fair enough. Yeah. You know, I gotta be in complete agreement with both of you guys. It's going to be the Street Profits retaining. You're looking at this, the only, you know, potential opponents would be, that could be considered a full-time tag would be Garza and Andrade. And, there's issues there, so. But, I'm picking the Street Profits because I guess, we want the smoke.
I just want to keep seeing solo cups fall from the ceiling.
Of all different sizes.
I do hope they're using the same solo cups every time, or that's incredibly wasteful.
Yeah, maybe they hired an official cup stacker.
Oh, one of those people that can like do the whole tower thing in like 10 seconds.
Yeah, yep. And so like as they're waiting, if they come out first, they have that guy just has to rip out there like a tennis ball retriever and just stack those cups and run as fast as he can.
You imagine we're watching a run of the Mill Street Profits match, and if we pan the camera over just like 15 degrees to the left, we're getting this like amazing.
It'd be great.
And no one knows it. No one knows it.
Boom. All right. Now, what's guaranteed to be match of the night, guys? The WWE Women's Tag Team Championship, Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler defend against the Riot Squad, Omega.
I think you killed Tim.
I mean, about time. I've been trying for over a decade now. I have to watch a Nia Jax match. Oh my god. At least she's in a tag team now, so I only have to watch her for half the match. That's the logic I'm using at this point. And she only has half as much chance of killing her opponents. yeah, this is just, I mean, you're putting the Riot Squad back together because you have women's tag team championships and no one to really use them. No one really has them. We need a team for Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler to fight. And because they're running this like big show and Kane style tag team of no one can stop the two monsters on the roster, you know, this isn't going to lead anywhere. I don't see a title change happening. This is mostly just to cement the Riot Squad as being back together and just to give Jax and Baszler bodies to demolish.
There you go.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Well, then why don't you elaborate?
I can't. He said everything.
Oh, so basically we're just making the assumption what your pick is?
Oh no, I'm definitely picking Jackson and Baszler to win.
Okay, no.
I guess it would have been nice if they kept, I can't even remember their name, Billy Kay and
Peyton Royce, together. The Iconics.
Yeah, Peyton. Yeah. Just long enough for them to actually, you know, compete for those titles.
Yeah, just broke them up for no reason. Put them in a match against each other. And now apparently, cause, even though I can see no discernible difference in talent between the two, make of that what you will, I don't know why Vince sees a future for just one.
Yep, but yeah, you could have kept them long enough to be another team for these guys to be fed to keep them as monsters and then break them up, but a WWE writer I am not.
I mean, the way to do it would be to put the Iconics up against these two. You know, and if you're going to push Peyton Royce as a singles and just completely forget Billie Kay's existence, you have her take the brunt of the finish. And because it's Jax and Baszler, like you storyline her out with like, you know, near fatal injuries.
Yeah. Put her in a boot, even though she doesn't need one. Then she can still come out and they can talk their smack and Peyton can do all the wrestling.
You guys really have to quit making sense when we're talking about WWE.
I'm sorry.
We're thinking more than the writers. It's really not fair to them.
It's just absolutely nasty. Now, everybody listening is going to get the idea we hate WWE. We don't hate WWE. What we love is picking out, pointing out, and making fun of all of the shit that they miss that they can do, because their creative at times is stuck in the 80s.
90% of the times.
That said, I'm a big Shayna Baszler fan, and I'm looking forward to her being in the ring, particularly against Ruby Riott. So I'm going to enjoy half of this match, provided they're against each other half for half the match.
I don't think that's how that works.
It's not generally planned to work that way, no.
But you can hope, Tim. I don't want to take away your hopes and dreams.
No, shit's not generally booked out quite that tightly. I've never done it, and I've never seen any other booker do it, Gage. So,
no,
you've never seen me book a match that tight.
No.
I don't even remember giving you any kind of match instructions, because you were always losing.
Yeah.
It was not my fault.
No, I am quote unquote enhancement talent. That's what
there
I
you
do.
Go. There you go. Anyway, yeah. So that being said, yeah, Nia and Shayna retain. That's my picks. Up next, we got the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. This is Cesaro and Nakamura taking on the Lucha House Party, Keish.
Oh, Cesaro and Nakamura all the way.
Is this going to be a long match?
I don't think it will. It will be approximately the same length as the match between Cesaro and, was it Lince Dorado or Gran Metalik that he faced on SmackDown?
I forget.
I think it was Metalik.
I mean, they have such different personalities, you know.
It's hard to tell because, like, they're hidden behind masks.
Well, yeah, but one guy you can see his mouth and he can talk.
That
Gran
was
Metalik.
So accidentally racist, it wasn't funny.
Yeah. No, my guess is it will be approximately the same length as that match on Friday, just with two extra people.
There you go. All right, Omega.
I mean, on paper, Cesaro versus Luchador always sounds like fun.
Yep.
This is another team. Like, they were like in the middle of like putting tension between the Lucha House Party and referencing a breakup, and then they just kind of stopped because I think they realized they've already got a mongrel tag team as champions, yep, and they didn't want to throw away an actual, like, established tag team that they have. I think. I would assume that'd be the reason.
Yeah. Either one of the Lucha House Party is going to get kicked out of the group and they'll maintain a tag team.
Yeah. See, again, you're talking logic. Why would you do that?
Stop it.
Sorry. I was training people today. I had to use lots of logic. It's just flowing through my veins.
That's unfortunate. Yeah, it's Cesaro and Shinsuke. Like, I can't in good faith choose the Lucha House Party to win anything.
Yeah, I got nothing to add other than Cesaro and Nakamura, they retain. Lucha House Party, it's always fun to watch the guys, but they're not going anywhere, really.
And their gimmick is literally carrying out Fortnite pinatas.
Yeah.
Gotta appeal to them gamers, yo.
Okay, so the next match, guys, is legitimately one that I'm really looking forward to. It's the Intercontinental Championship ladder match. Jeff Hardy defending against AJ Styles against the supposed still champion, Sami Zayn. I say Sami Zayn has a case, Omega.
I mean, does anyone go to the Library of Congress to argue that case? Find a precedent to why he's still the IC champion?
It's been done. Only
everything
once,
in wrestling has been done.
Yeah, but you didn't let me finish. I said only once, though, so why not? Next thing you know, on Wednesday night, Jericho comes out and says gimmick infringement.
But, I mean, Sammy seems like the type where he would come out, point to the screen, and it'd just be like a Wikipedia article about when this happened before in WWE history. They say, I should be the Intercontinental Champion right now.
Yeah, watch them actually alter Wikipedia to do that.
I mean, that'd be hilarious. You probably wouldn't even have to. You can easily find like two champions at the same time. Look up John Cena and CM Punk's feud. Like, it's not that hard.
Yeah. But that'd be hilarious to do a screenshot of Wikipedia with that.
Yeah, like that's his evidence. That is his evidence. Like, look, Wikipedia said it. It must be true.
All right. WWE, really, really get off your ass, get on the ball, scramble You've got less than 24 hours to pull this off.
One SmackDown to go before the pay-per-view. Come on.
So, like, get her done, son. Anyway.
Oh, no, this should be a chaotic match. Like, yeah. Jeff's at the age where I don't really expect him in ladder matches anymore. So,
He delivered on Friday.
I mean, he delivered on Friday because he's Jeff Hardy, you know, but yeah, between these three, it should be like just glorious chaos.
Yeah.
Like, it should be a lot of fun to watch. I have no idea who's going to win based on this.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the few matches on the card where I'm literally like, I'm not exactly sure who's going to win, which is kind of a lovely little feeling.
Yeah.
It is.
But you know, because I think it'd be the most fun outcome, I would say Sami Zayn.
There you go. I was waiting for that. I just had a feeling you were going to pick Sammy.
Did you have a feeling that I was also going to pick Sammy?
Hey, Casey, why don't you tell us who you're going to pick to win this Intercontinental Championship ladder match?
I really, really want Sami Zayn to win. Not because I think he's going to. I want him to because, yeah, he will make the Intercontinental Championship more entertaining to watch.
Yes. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. The reason why Omega's pick didn't surprise me is because that was my pick. And for reasons that have already been stated. I was expecting you guys, honestly, to say Jeff Hardy was going to retain.
Odds are probably that way, but like I say, this pick is more of a pick than a logic pick. I want Sammy to win.
I mean,
I don't think he got a fair enough shake with the Intercontinental title. I think he can do more with it. And I enjoyed him with it. So
I think
not taking away anything from Jeff Hardy, but yeah, I want Sammy to win.
I think Jeff is going to be the star of the match because it's a ladder match involving a Hardy, but I feel like the ideal outcome here is some crazy ass spot where Jeff wipes himself and AJ out, and Sammy just runs into the ring with a ladder and picks the bones.
There you go. That's exactly what I'm thinking. AJ to the completely off to the side, and every opportunity shy and grabs that belt. So, and you said, something about desire over logic, Casey.
Yeah, I want him to win.
Yeah, here's the thing, in some sort of, twisted but not twisted way, having Sami Zayn win is the logical choice.
Yes, but having Jeff Hardy keep it retained is also, like, there's logic there from a WWE booking standpoint.
That's not logic, that's WWE.
It's still logic. I didn't say it was good logic. That's like if I tried to write code. It's logic. It's not good logic.
Logic. Logic is the beginning of wisdom, not the end. That's a quote and paraphrased quote to boot. And if I'm worth my salt, Omega has an idea where I stole it from.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Oh. Part for the course. Thanks a lot. All right, there you go. But yeah, we're all in the same boat. We all want Sammy to win. That would just make things a lot more fun. If he winds up winning and then he'd go around claiming, see, told you.
And then maybe he'll carry both belts.
Would be interesting.
And then he could call himself Sammy Two Belts and everybody would be like, but dude, it's the same belt. And he'll just be like, that's not the point. Cause that would be funny.
That would be good. That would be good. All right, let's go, Sammy. Up next, everybody, the WWE Universal Championship. It's the cousin fight. Roman Reigns defending against Uso, his brother, his cousin Jay. This is just reminding me of a lot of family summer picnics where the cousins, halfway through the afternoon before dinner, get into a fight in the sandbox or by the swing set. Gaging.
Roman Reigns will retain because Paul Heyman. That's all I really have to say about that.
Alrighty then.
I don't know. Omega. It's hard to talk from the other direction. Like, I'm pretty sure this is very much. Yeah, it's just a placeholder match for the pay-per-view. I think maybe Roman will
go more heel, show more of a heel tendency, beating up on his cousin. But aside from that, yeah, there's no, I don't think for a second Jay will win.
Yeah, I hear what you say. Mega?
This is not a match that is booked for its wrestling acclimate. This is a match booked to tell a story. The story here is Roman Reigns is now twisted to the point where he is going to absolutely brutalize a member of his family simply because he can't. This is where we cement Roman Reigns as a heel. He has been very heelish. Of course, he's being led by Paul Heyman now, so of course. But in his interactions with Jay, he's still been mostly calm, still family. And then like this week on SmackDown, you look at Roman's eyes as soon as Jay's not looking at him. And it's the eyes of like, I'm just waiting for the chance to murder you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jay. You have to die so Roman can be the villain we need him to be.
There you go. Well, yeah, exactly what this match is. It's the story. It's not the title, and Roman retains. You take a look at Roman's face on SmackDown Friday after Jay walked out.
It was definitely.
I referenced it.
Yeah, you referenced it. Anyway, yeah, that's. I would call that foreshadowing. So, not much of anything else to say about this. It's all it is to solidify Roman as the bad guy. So, because we need somebody of that caliber who will actually, you know, defend the title and show up and stuff. Mm-hmm. With Paul Heyman, gives Paul Heyman an excuse to be on TV more often and stuff.
And not eating sandwiches.
And stuff. There you go. Yeah, leave the sandwiches alone. And the final match currently booked will be the WWE Championship Ambulance Match. Randy Orton tries to take the title away from Drew McIntyre. Keishi.
I'm going to pick Drew for reasons that I want to say seem obvious, but I don't know. I just don't see Drew dropping the title anytime soon, contrary to what people on the internet might say.
There you go. All right, Omega.
This one I wish was a little easier to predict because we're still like expecting WWE to pull back on Drew and take the title off of him so he can regain the belt when the crowds are back in the arena.
Yep.
The thing is, I think things change that, and things being A, this is going to go on for a while. So don't hold your breath on getting that big arena pop for real. Mm. And B, Thunderdome does give you an opportunity for an energetic atmosphere the way they want for their new face champion.
Yep.
So I think we're going to see Drew hold on to that belt after all.
Mm-hmm.
I would expect him to win this match as well, which should still be good because they're both good at putting on a brutal match. But like I really want to see the Claymore kick that just makes Randy fly into the back of the ambulance.
Yeah.
And obviously the RKO on top of the ambulance that we're all going to see.
Of course.
Nice. All right. Keishi.
Yes.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I am actually going to try some ESP and have you figure out who my pick is. Ready? Okay, I'm picturing the winner. Who is it?
The ambulance.
No, the ambulance is in the background.
Sometimes background characters can surprise you.
They steal the show.
Yeah.
I mean, just look at 16 Candles. Ducky.
There you go.
So, anyway, yeah, no, I'm picking Drew. A lot of people, like you said, Omega, a lot of people on the internet are ranting and raving about Randy Orton should win. And there is a certain logic to that. And it's not just because they want Drew to become the conquering, returning hero once the live crowds are there. They've got a great atmosphere. And I've been enjoying, wrestling a lot more since they put it in the Thunderdome with the monitors and the ambiance that is actually with all of that. And I'm not going to talk about sensitive subjects, but you don't know when the crowds are going to be back. They could be back by WrestleMania, which will be fantastic if that happens. That'll be great. I mean, by January, optimistically, fingers crossed, something positive, positive steps can be taken for that to happen. But right now, that's got to be put on hold until things are confirmed and firmed. There's really no reason to take the title off Drew at this point in time, but I do expect a really brutal fight, and I expect to see Randy yet again actually work more than we're used to seeing him work during a match.
Let's give Randy some credit, as he is top form Randy right now.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, no, I will break down and quit being a smartass, and I will admit this is the best we've seen Randy in years. It really is.
He's definitely showing up and pulling his weight.
And he's being a fantastic leader right now by doing all of that, which is all great and everything. However, I just still don't see them putting the belt on him, at least not right now. And like you said, Omega, this is going to be going on for a while. So that being said, that is Pick'em, everybody.
We did it.
We made it.
We done. We made it true.
What about the Raw Championship? I thought all championships were supposed to be defended.
Oh, we are missing stuff. The Raw Women's Championship's not on the card. The Cruiserweight Champion's not on the card.
Yeah, not yet. I mean, that will be official later on in the week.
I didn't think the Cruiserweight Champion would make it onto this card. I thought that
became it's supposed to be all champions. That's the whole point.
Well, does that mean they're going to defend the NXT Championship on it?
They should. Third brand?
I would think they should. So yeah, there's going to be a couple of more matches announced throughout the week, like there always is for a pay-per-view, guys. It's going to happen. That being said, that's the show this week. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, tomorrow immediately following Raw, it's the Raw Post Show.
It is the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern.
And that's all he's got to say about that. Don't forget that Rock likes to play Fortnite with friends. He likes to stream it on Twitch TV, twitch.tv/WTRLive.
Yes.
And that happens throughout the week. You post on social media, so pay attention to social media when he fires up the old Weebox X3000. And
the Weebox, okay.
You have sounded any older.
He could. He could have said Atari 5000.
Okay, so basically I bastardized what Shawn Michaels did, and none of you guys called me on that. You just say, oh, could you sound older? Yes. Get off my lawn! There, okay, clip. Anyway.
Okay, Tim,
Thursday
whatever.
Nights, 10 o'clock Eastern, another episode of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack radio show with the multi-time, award-winning host, Lindsay Ward.
Programming note, we will not be live this week. But there will
Why
be
you
a
sh- listen to me?
There will be a show on Thursday. Available to download.
You could warn me in advance.
You could listen to the programming where we've announced this before.
Ass.
You can also check out the Rack Extra Reviews, PGA Tour 2K21, UFC 4, and Madden 21, all available at RackRadioShow.com. More coming soon.
There you go. And of course, Saturday night's midnight-ish, as close as they can get to it, is another edition of the Greater Than Great Debate, known as CB Radio.
We did pudding last night.
Which one?
A flavor you probably
never... Before you even answer that, let me say, listen to the archive to find out.
I was going to say, it's probably a pudding flavor you've never ever heard of.
Marzipan?
No.
That's not a pudding.
Duck.
I mean, not with that attitude.
Spoiler alert, it's Unicorn Magic Blue.
Never heard of it.
It's new.
My girlfriend had it. She says it's disgusting.
It's made with stardust.
So it's all in.
Yeah.
All I know is that unicorns, for real, in real life, are man-eaters. Just watch Legend Job tomorrow if you want to find out what I'm talking about. Anyway, that being said, pay-per-view next Sunday, so we'll be on immediately following When is that going to be? Well, immediately following. Who knows? It's a good chance that we could actually start a half an hour early, if not 45 minutes early, because we've been known to do that after pay-per-views lately.
But those were pay-per-views.
Turn off your network, turn on us. That's how you find it.
Yes, turn off the network and turn us on. We'll be grateful in more ways than one.
Yeah, Tim hasn't been turned on in a long time, so he's really counting on you.
Meanwhile, the Peanut Gallery is just keeping it up. There you go. All right, everybody, have yourselves a fantastic week. Don't forget to follow me on the Twitter because, well, I got Twitter accounts. Flames Forums, that's the fun one. Talking hockey, football, wrestling, you know, sports ball, among other things. And they'll post a couple of off-the-wall, oddball stuff there. You want to get my serious side, my uncensored side, follow me at Voice Insanity. If you're hungry, follow me at Man Kitchen TV. I'll show you food that I cook. You'll love it. It's good. Follow Wrestle Talk Radio at WTR Sunday Night. Follow Wild Talk Radio at Wild Talk Radio. Easy enough. I'm done plugging. Omega, see if you can keep up.
I'm trying to. Like, you've got a million Twitter accounts going at once. I only have the one, but I have things all over. If you want to follow me and everything I get up to, you find me over on Facebook at TJ Reviews. Everywhere else, find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel with a ton of content. And for a little bit more content, you can find it over at TJOmega.net. Oh, and I've actually been streaming lately, so twitch.tv/TJOmega is also a thing.
Ooh, that's a newer thing, sort of.
That's a newer thing.
Sort of.
Working more in.
That's awesome. Congratulations on your Twitch stuff.
Yay, Twitch.
I have a question. Can you monetize Twitch?
Yes.
Okay, that answers my other question, so I'm not even going
to ask. Do you know how to monetize Twitch, Tim?
I don't know.
No. If you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can subscribe for free by hitting that purple rectangular button below the screen. Help support the channel. You can also use creator code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop, #ad, because we're a # epic partner.
That's awesome that you got half of that.
My soul dies every time he does that.
You got half of that out without laughing underneath.
I know.
Which is almost impressive, but there you are.
It was more because Omega knew exactly where I was going to, and he dreads it.
Well, I can understand that because you're a shameless shill.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? We don't want to forget our local wrestler boy, Keishi.
That's me. I am on the Twitter. You can find me at Kyle Driver. Highlights of the week. I mixed peanut butter Captain Crunch and both kinds of Timbit cereal into one bowl. For those of you who don't live in Canada, Timbits are basically donut holes. So they took chocolate and birthday cake donut holes and made them into cereal. And I mixed them with peanut butter Captain Crunch. It was delicious.
Oh my God, what are you, pregnant?
No. It's just sometimes I like to take a walk on the wild side.
It just sounds like one
the
of those.
The man
weird,
just won crazy. His match. Let him celebrate.
All right, all right. I got one question for you, Keish. Who booked Friday's show?
I think you know.
That's why you won.
No, I mean, I was surprised that I won because he booked the show.
Oh, well, there you go. That bugger, he was supposed to call me, you know.
Wait, which bugger?
Which one are you talking about?
Anyway, you've been listening to WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. No one cares about their back and forth conversation. Say goodnight, Tim.
Not even me.
Not even you.
Bye.
Bye. Have yourselves a great week. Everybody will catch you immediately following the pay-per-view next Sunday night right here, wildtalkradio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.